Today's show is brought to you by Amazon. When you think Amazon, shop through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show. Show.
That's how a white man runs a football.
If I was on D, I'd crack you square in that egg-ass head of yours.
Yeah, but you ain't on D, are you, bitch?
Statowski, come here. Do you know what he said to me in the library? Yes, him. Out.
The cons don't seem to have an answer for Dunham, who's averaging close to 12 yards a carry this half.
367,
huh? Oh, what a hit on Dunham by Switowski.
I think I made him himself.
I think he just himself. Good Lord, this guy himself big time.
See, I told you I made him himself.
Live from the heart of Phoenix, Arizona, stuck in a closet where no one knows he's there, it's Fat Guy Radio with your host, Corey Blaze. And now, here's my godfather, Corey Blaze.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Joan Jett to sing for you here on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Yeah. That's an old goody old song, but a good one. What is happening right now? January 24th, 2015, live from Studio G, hiring imported hookers. It's Arizona's funniest internet radio show, Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram is where you can find us. Give us a like and a follow. Interact with the show while also spreading the word. Today's show is brought to you by Amazon's Tax Central, sponsored by TurboTax. It's that time of year. Oh, man, it's here again, and I'm not talking about Christmas, folks. The baby Jesus was born, but he had an uncle, and his name was Uncle Sam. Yes, Uncle Sam wants his gifts now. Tax season can be one of the worst parts of the year, but it doesn't have to be a headache. With Amazon's Tax Central, sponsored by TurboTax, your filings can be as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's three.
Direct install of all the tax codes, booklets, tip sheets, right to your computer or tablet. Get it done right. Get it done now with Amazon's Tax Central, sponsored by TurboTax. Click the special Turbo banner on TurboTax banner on our website or directly at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon.
Yeah.
This song sounds like the Sunday Night Football song.
I Hate Myself for Loving You by Joan Jett.
Yeah, it sounds like that. I've been waiting all day for Sunday night. We got the teams in the red, blue, and white. You got the game and we got the fight.
I've been
waiting all day for Sunday night. That's what it sounds like. I just see Carrie Underwood right now singing.
Joan Jett, this is an old song back in pop. I think it predates both of you two groups.
What are you talking about? I'm 67 years old.
You are not 67 years old.
It's very well documented. I'm 67 years old.
You look very good for 67 years old.
What can I say? I'm part Magellan.
What?
Fountain of Youth, Magellan. You went searching for the Fountain of Youth.
Oh.
Come on, man. You got to get with the times. See, that proves I'm 6 or 7 years old. You don't even know who Magellan is.
I have no clue who Magellan is.
I'm so jellin', I'm Magellan.
Magellan. Well, welcome to another show, everybody. We're going to jump right into it, and we have huge announcement, getting right to it. Ladies and gentlemen, a big announcement concerning Fat Guy Radio Show. We've had it on Facebook and everything else. Stay tuned for the big announcement later in today's show. Sorry. I got to get something off my chest at the top of the show. It's the biggest thing that's happening right now, and it is right here in the state of Arizona, in our backyard. Literally, Philippians can go up to the roof of this building, look towards the south, and you will see this big gray dome that currently has all these domular-shaped trusses set up protruding from the desert. out in our West Valley area, minutes from where we sit right now, is the University of Phoenix Stadium.
Yes.
Literally, what would you say, 10 minutes from here?
Not even. I would say a hop, skip, and a throw.
A hop, skip, and a throw with a flat ball will get you right to the University of Phoenix Stadium, where it is happening in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
The Ooper Say Obe.
Ooper Say Obe.
Ooper Say Obe XLXXYX forward slash pound XYXXLLYX.
Dot, dot, dot.
X.
X.
All right. We had, DT, you got to help me with
this. Okay, I got you.
So we had the Super Bowl here in Phoenix and in Glendale, what, 4 years ago?
2007. Not
okay.
4 years ago, bro.
Oh, well. That stadium is actually old?
It's like 2007. It was 2007, 2008 season, so 2008, I want to say, because the very next season we went to Super Bowl, which was 2008, 2009 season.
Okay, for those of you that are tracking at home, 2008, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 6 years ago.
Yeah.
6 years ago. Okay. Is it just me? Or is it the fact that it seems larger than it was in 2008?
It does.
It is magnanimous.
It is ginormous, huge, gigantic-ish.
It is huge.
It is a big behemoth.
It is a large bucket of irritation. Let me tell you why. Number one, I know it's bringing in a lot of money into the economy of Arizona. That's fine.
Okay.
But for us that live here, we're not California. We're not used to waking up in the morning and there be a 500-foot camera crane in our front yard because our neighbor's house has a scene in a movie. We're not used to that.
No.
Okay?
No.
So from the files of If I Ain't Bitching, I Ain't Breathing,
okay,
the Super Bowl, the Ooper Say Obe.
Ooper Say Obe.
I think Ryan said on Tuesday night, I can say that.
As long as you don't advertise.
Oh, I don't advertise.
So you can say it as long as we're not advertising.
Yeah,
so
I'm not advertising.
Say, I'm giving out tickets to the Ooper Say Obe.
No, I never give up. I'm willing to take your tickets from you. We're going to get into tickets too because it's very interesting how many tickets are available. The city has been overrun by the XLXIPIPPIICUP Ooper Say Obe.
Yeah.
They've taken 8 city blocks of downtown Phoenix.
Yes.
Is that right? I think it's 8. 8. And they have, keep in mind, folks, the Super Bowl is 2 weeks away.
2 weeks. Well, the Pro Bowl is tomorrow, I want to say.
Yes. Tomorrow. Sir Hintz, now I understand the teams are already here.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. It is horrible to be in Arizona right now.
That's exactly my point.
This is why I say it's horrible. Because it's bad enough we have the snowbirds. We have the people that come in December.
Yeah.
All right, that's bad enough.
You slow driving some of my bitches.
We have people who move here just to get away from where they were born and raised.
From Chicago.
Now, I don't have any problem with people from Boston, okay?
I like
Boston. All right? Boston's pretty legit.
I like their cream pies.
I'm not a big custard guy, so I don't really like pies. Mm. But
General custard or custard pie?
Anything that has to do with custard, like Colonel Custard and Clue. Mm. I think it's really Colonel Mustard, but who cares?
That's all right. The only Colonel I know is at KFC. I'm sorry. Please, go on with your rant.
Like, I'm tired.
Now
like,
the show has started.
So I'm not, I don't care about, like, the Patriots fan. I don't really care. I deal with them all the time. But, oh, my gosh, snooty Seattle folks.
Ooh.
Oh, my goodness. It's bad enough that you guys have Starbucks. Oh, we got Starbucks.
We have the Seahawks, the 12th man.
Now, did you hear about this controversy where Seattle is trying to trademark the number 12? The number 12. 1 and 2. Mathematical measurements. You know, 2.
12.
With 12. 1 and 2. The 1, you put up the 2, and you get 12. Like, they're trying to trademark that.
You can't trademark a number.
They're trying to. They're also trying to trademark the. So when they say the number 12 or the 12th man, like, That's all.
So when I say the Fat Guy Radio Show, am I trademark infringing?
They want the.
And when my kid turns, if my kid is 11 and he has a 12th birthday, am I trademark infringing? Yeah. Is that what this is going
to
mean?
Apparently. And they want to trademark the word boom. They already got trademark.
Boom.
Boom. They want to trademark that.
Loudrumor.com.
Now, now they have have trademarked Legion of Boom.
Why?
They got it successfully trademarked. That's theirs, Legion of Boom. And okay. then there's like some other stuff they got trademarked. But they're trying to trademark the word boom. I'm like, you can't do that. Because if that's the case, you got to give up boom and booyah and all that stuff. Stuart Scott was saying that on air. Well, before Legion of Boom was born.
If they trademark the word boom, then what in the world am I going to say once I'm done with coitus?
Boom, baby. You got to say sandwich.
Yeah. That's after I say boom, because normally I'm hungry. Remember, men, ladies, men have two emotions, hungry or horny. So if your man ain't got a boner, fix him a sandwich.
Yeah. Exactly.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, wrong bed. Does Uber say Old Bay has taken over the city? Not just around Glendale. They have taken over downtown Phoenix. They have taken over the Salt River Fields in Scottsdale, Arizona as well, where we did the barbecue festival last year.
Yeah.
There's the NFL experience that's going on right now.
Yes.
It is absolutely insane. And this is what I don't understand. Where are all these people coming from? Because the Super Bowl itself, how many seats does the University of Phoenix Stadium hold? Do we know?
I don't even
know. Flip this. Google that over there on your magic computer. How many seats does the University of Phoenix hold? I want to know this because it's going to prove my point when it comes to ticket sales. Downtown Phoenix, 8 blocks. And I understand, like, if you're comparing this to New York, where the basketball all-star game is going to be, 8 blocks ain't nothing in New York. New York is nothing but blocks. That's all it is. So if you lose 8, you got 800 more that you can be with. 8 blocks quarantined off from daily traffic, our government offices, people that have to work, all of that going on in downtown Phoenix really brings the entire operation to a standstill.
Yes.
Giving up 8 blocks anywhere in our city cripples us.
Exactly. We were not built for this type of event.
And I don't recall it being this prevalent in 2008. I don't recall it. I remember that there were cars parked in the fields because University of Phoenix Stadium, for any of you that have never been here, is pretty much built in the middle of old cotton fields.
Yeah.
And it's out in a developing area. So there's nothing around it. So you've got nothing but free range open space out there. There was nothing really going on in Phoenix last year that I can recall. There was nothing really going on in Scottsdale other than the private parties, but now it has exploded. It almost seems as if they are trying to do more around the Uper Say Old Bay game than the actual Uper Say Old Bay game, because did I or did I not hear on Full Court Press Radio that some people are kind of like, oh, wow, look, it's the same teams. Who would have thunk they were going to be in the Uper Say Old Bay? So it almost seems as if the NFL and all the entertainment meccas that are in and around the valley are trying to distract people from the two teams that are in the Uper Say Old Bay that everybody expected to end up in the Uper Say Old Bay.
Yeah, I mean, of course. Why are you just going to – the Super Bowl is no longer about the game. The Super Bowl is about the – the weeks before the game. And the first time in like 6 or 7 years, the Pro Bowl is actually in the United States, the whole continent of, like, you can drive to the Pro Bowl this year.
So, the first time, and we have the Pro Bowl too.
Yeah, we have the Pro Bowl. It's the first time since like forever, because it's been in Hawaii for like 7, 8 years. You have to fly out to Hawaii. Now you have people who can drive to the Pro Bowl game.
And we're not bitching about this just because it's the Uper Say Old Bay. We live here. We work here. We thrive here. And I know it's temporary, but I could understand if the city was brought to its knees for a week.
Okay.
We're 2 weeks away from the event, and the event downtown started up last week.
Yes.
Like, so 3 weeks before the actual big game, they're already, the city has come to, we can barely move around this godforsaken town when there ain't something big going on.
I know. Rush hour is crazy.
It's ridiculous. What do I hear?
That's not me. That's you.
Oh, that's my laptop.
I'm like, what? Yeah.
Way to be a professional there, Corey.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, sorry about that, folks.
Epic fail.
Yeah, now I'll give myself an epic fail. Ooh. We can barely move around. So how many seats does the University of Phoenix Stadium have?
According to Google.
Google?
Says there's a capacity of 63,400.
63,400 seats. Tell me if I'm wrong, but there was an article that was released that only about 1,000 to 2,000 actual tickets to the game are for sale.
Yeah, it's like only 1,000.
And the rest of the tickets are given to corporate sponsorships,
mm-hmm.
corporations.
Yep.
And that's it. So there's 62,000 people, there's 62,000 people that are attending the game that are probably sitting in the seats that some big bank account paid for.
Yeah.
Okay. And 1,000 of those people are paying the $1,800, or I'm sorry, now the $1,600 since the Patriots are part of it, because the Patriots somehow dropped the price of the tickets.
No one wants to see the Patriots.
Nobody wants to see the Patriots, and clearly nobody wants to see Seattle either.
Unless you're from Boston.
Haven't they been here before?
Yeah, they're actually here last year.
Yeah, we're tired of
it's,
them.
It's the first time.
They're building houses here now.
Yeah.
They're building houses here.
I mean, why wouldn't you? I mean, it doesn't rain as much as in Washington.
I guess not, but, you know. It does,
which sucks.
It never rains in Southern California. They tell me.
At least that's what Tony told me.
It never rains in Southern California.
But I think that was a song about Coilus.
Oh, really?
Uh-oh.
I think so.
That's not right.
That's what it says.
63.
It never rains in Southern California. It's saying that the girls.
Tell me.
The girls are always out there because, you know, it never rains out there, but. That means it never dries up.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah, see, you let that sink in.
Oh. 63,000 seats. 1,000 of those. So there's 62,000 people that are here. I don't know about you, but I don't know a lot of Arizonian fans that are actually attending this game.
Why would we? I mean, it's our house. Why would we go to see somebody that's not our team? Like,
so that means that all these people that are here are out-of-towners.
Out-of-towners.
Our hotels are full, of course.
Idiots.
Which is great. I can't tell you, I haven't seen an actual real Arizona plate in the area in about a week. They're all rental cars.
Yeah.
A rental car right now in the state of Arizona or in the city of Phoenix or in Glendale is going to cost you probably $300 a day right now.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, all of you people that are traveling in from out of town, and you're coming and you're staying in these hotels, and you're paying $400 or $500 a night for the hotel. When your dumb ass leaves, that hotel goes back to being $43.99.
Yes.
And they ain't doing nothing better about you being here. They're just jacking up the prices because it's due per se. Old Bay. It has taken over the city. It has consumed everything, and it has affected everyone's life. And I live 20 minutes away from the stadium, and there are people that have rented out houses in my area, rented out rooms in my area that are excited about the Super Bowl because they can just hop on. I'm freeway adjacent. They can hop on the freeway in 20 minutes. Boom, they're back down there.
Yeah.
I don't know what that freeway is going to look like. The freeway that connects to the University of Phoenix Stadium is one of the smallest freeways in the valley.
Yes, it is.
It's only 3 lanes and an HOV lane. Not only that, the hookers, they're the only welcome thing in the Super Bowl. Thank you very much for us skinny people. But of course, with the Uber Say Old Bay coming, it gives my friend, the one that Philippians loves to hate, my boy, the world famous Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who took it upon himself to take out the largest billboard in New York City, put his face up there warning everyone that's coming to the Upper Say Old Bay to mind our laws or pay the price. He is on the largest billboard in Times Square. Our sheriff, my boy, the one Philippians loves to hate.
Wow.
Has a sign has on one of those moving ones in Times Square. Now, Sheriff, I understand you trying to get the point on. I love you to death. But the Super Bowl is in Arizona. What the hell we got to sign up in New York City for?
Like, really?
Yeah. He's getting the word out right now. On the 101 South today to get the mocha. Sheriff's posse cars and trucks everywhere. Man. Arizona Highway Patrol in full force on the 10 and the 101, which are the two main arteries leading to the University of Phoenix Stadium.
Yeah.
If you're coming in, don't take side roads because the side roads are two lanes at best. We don't have the infrastructure to handle the gamut of this game.
No.
And it's not just the game. It's the Pro Bowl. It's the NFL experience. And on top of that, we're still doing Phoenix Suns games.
Phoenix Suns game. We just had a color run this morning.
Yep.
Last week we had the P.F. Chang rock and roll.
We got a hockey game or something happening at Jobbing. No, it's not Jobbing.com Arena anymore.
It's a Gila Bend River.
Bent
Casino
hockey game is there. and it's insane what's going on, but I'm having an absolute worst time. I literally want to leave the city for the next 2 weeks.
I would be right there with you if
I want to leave the city.
What? And I was referring to my numbers job to get your nasty minds out of it.
I'm sure you have. I'm sure you absolutely were. All right. When we get back, it's something that's big and also our big announcement here on Fat Guy Radio Show. I hear all that because I have headphones on.
What did I say?
Mocha Bear.
I didn't say anything.
All right. Well, during this break, I'm going to go ahead and climb on this console and give him an old what for. You know why?
He's going to give me a good old-fashioned snarling.
I'm going to give him an old snarling. Because you know who's not getting a snarling anymore?
Who?
Old Nick Cannon. We'll talk about it on the other side of this break. All right, folks. Welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show on Fat Guy Radio Show. .com, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by our good friends at Halo 6. You know all about it. Halo 6, I use them. You should too. The premium and electronic cigarette.
Something got you distracted?
Detained. DT has me distracted right now. Stop it! Good Lord, you sexy bastard. Halo 6! Halo 6 at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo 6. Give it to me, DT.
Halo 6. Oh. Halo 6. I'm vaping, baby. Oh man, this thing is like really hot though.
It is very hot.
Oh my god.
Does it feel like summer?
It feels like summer in hell.
Somebody turn that fan on. Can someone please turn the fan on? Because it is definitely warm. Philippians, how about you turn the fan on over there?
All right.
This is your guys' fault.
This is not. It is
not yours.
How?
I'm talking to them.
How?
It's your guys' fault. Someone complained about my bedhead last week. And because I didn't feel like doing my hair this week, I decided, you know what? I'm going to screw them and just put on this face beanie. I look like Finn from Adventure Time. If it was white, I'd have a yellow dog and he can shapeshift.
Oh,
but I don't.
Oh, yeah,
so
a yellow dog.
It's gray. I'm the black Finn. I'm Blin.
Blin.
Well, even though you might be Blin, you still looking fine as hell today, boy.
My mind's telling me no, but my body, my body's telling me yes.
Oh. Mariah Carey, Mariah Carey's body ain't telling Nick Cannon nothing else because he has officially filed for divorce.
I thought they've been separated for a while, though.
I thought so, too. You know what? They were together for quite some time, right?
They were. And they had, what, twins?
Twins or something. They were some pretty babies.
I think they're like a year old now.
They are. They have definitely filed for divorce. Nick Cannon bounced out. But he had a prenup, thank the Lord.
Oh, good.
Smart
gosh.
Man had a prenup. Got to get a prenup.
Well, you got to. I mean, if you're a gigolo spending lots of dough, you got to have a prenup.
Now, I haven't really read much into this, so excuse my ignorance. Whose fault was it?
I think it was
my fault.
Mariah Carey's fault with that horrible Christmas thing that they did last, during the Christmas.
All I want for Christmas. Hockey. Mariah, maybe it was. Maybe Nick was just embarrassed by that.
I heard she was stepping out with Drake. I'm just saying.
Ooh.
Drake been getting all the girls lately. Yeah. I mean, he broke up Carucci and Chris Breezy.
And you know what they say? You never, ever mess with the Carucci.
You never mess with the Carucci. Yeah. Never go full Carucci.
Never go full Carucci.
He got smacked in the face for trying to holler at Cassie. That's P. Diddy's side chick.
He was hollering at Casper the Friendly Ghost?
Yeah, Caspi. That's the girl that said that just me and you now. She's trying to be a model, but she turned songstress.
Yes, they had. Didn't they have? They had a mil. They had millions of dollars in the wedding. I'm just kind of looking at it. So you think, DT? You think it is Mariah's fault?
I think Mariah probably like pushed him away because Nick Cannon. Ever since he stopped making horrible movies like Drumline.
I actually liked Drumline.
Drumline was good. Well, we'll go with Underclassmen, that cop movie where you pretend to be in high school.
I don't even remember that. That's why
exactly.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Did you watch it, Philippians?
No.
Of course not.
Nick Cannon, who's that?
Thank you, Lip.
Ever since he like signed that contract with Nickelodeon where he became like the Teen Nick CEO guy, and then he got wilding out and everything. Like he's been making major moves, and then he got on the show with Kevin Hart, The Real Husbands of Hollywood.
I didn't even know that. I knew about Wild 'N Out. I knew about the Disney thing.
Nick Cannon was making bread.
So with that being the thought, that means he was most likely very, very busy, and I'm not going to begrudge a man for taking every opportunity he could possibly take, but wouldn't you think that would put pressures on a relationship? So maybe it's not all of Mariah Carey's
fault? No, I agree. I mean, maybe he was... But, like, at the same time, I feel like he was trying to be a good dad. I feel like he was trying to be a good husband.
Trying to provide for the family.
He was taking them out. There was, like, many photos of them going out, like, going and taking trips and everything.
Cheers.
But my thing is, I think she got jealous.
Ooh.
She got jealous because she's irrelevant.
She totally is irrelevant.
When was the last time you heard Mariah Carey?
When she was marrying Nick Cannon.
Exactly. She was gone. She was a big singer for like a long time. She was rivaling Whitney Houston.
She blew her load on that Christmas album.
Yes. But I mean, All I Want for Christmas is like one of my favorites.
I know it really is, especially sang by Mariah Carey.
When she was in her prime. Like
right.
Now you gotta get Ariana Grande now to sing Mariah Carey's song because that's the new girl who sounds like Mariah Carey.
That's very true.
And because of that, that's kind of brought her name back up. But I mean, besides being married to Nick Cannon, you don't really care about Mariah Carey. So she's fading off and not into glory. She's fading off into like Bill Cosby's stage.
Too soon? No. So she's smoking cigars now? Is that what's happening?
Smoking cigars, raping white women. I mean, whatever you want to call it.
Nick Cannon also has the America's Got Talent.
Oh, yes.
But DT, you make a very valid point. Mariah has not been relevant other than being Nick Cannon's wife.
That's it.
But Nick Cannon has been doing it and doing it well.
And the thing is, Nick Cannon's like actually changed the way he's doing it. Like, I remember before, Nick Cannon was like pushed. You see Nick Cannon's face, you get annoyed. You're like, oh man, here's a guy. He was trying to be famous.
Right.
Now he's not even trying. He's got stardom. And like, you know, Nick Cannon's that guy now. He's almost like P. Diddy. P. Diddy's irrelevant in the sense like you don't hear his name everywhere.
But he's behind a lot of
everywhere.
Stuff. He really
and,
is.
And Nick Cannon's getting to that stage where you don't hear his name everywhere, but he's everywhere.
When I heard about this, I was like, I'm not shocked. I mean, Mariah, if you just kind of look at her, yes, she's got an amazing voice, but if you just look at her, she kind of seems like she would be difficult to deal with.
Yeah. I'm surprised she doesn't do crack.
Because crack is whack.
Crack is whack,
crack
but I mean,
is cheap.
I mean, her body's banging.
It is.
And I think it's the crack.
I saw this. She can sing, but
she could.
I would put
she used to.
Yeah. Sing. Yeah, after that NBC thing.
I don't think she has it anymore.
No. But I would put the blame. Flippius, would you point the finger at anyone? Have you been following this story at all?
I have not been following this.
Of course,
story.
Why not? Man that watches the news every morning knows nothing about this.
Maybe it was the kids.
I would put the blame on
the kids.
The kids.
Yeah.
Because like, kids will ruin every relationship you can possibly have.
You guys go take trips around the world once you get pregnant, can't do that no more.
Yes, kids will even ruin your friendships with you and your photographer. What?
What?
Oops, sorry.
Damn it. Oh, whoa, whoa. Is that a bombshell? Oh, no.
Oh, no. Good Lord, we can go home on that one, folks. Oh. Thank you.
That is a bombshell. I hope that's shtick. I hope that's not true.
It's not.
It's not shtick?
It is not shtick.
Wow.
It is not.
There's going to be a little one?
There's going to be a little one. I know we're speaking candidly, but we're doing that on purpose. There is going to be a little one after I gave explicit and passionate encouragement to not do it, and he did, and he doesn't care because
the same crazy
the
girl?
Same crazy one.
No,
he doesn't care.
I love you, bro. I love you, but what are you doing?
I don't love you, and I will not love you any longer. I am not going to sit around and watch you destroy your life, which is what has been done.
I still have hope for you, man. I feel like you can turn this
around. No.
You can turn this around.
You having hope for him doesn't matter. If he has no hope.
You have hope, bro. You got to keep hope alive.
Thinking that he can still do the same things that he's been doing, still hang out like he's been hanging out.
I got two words for you. Stairwell.
It's too late for that because guess what? She didn't even realize that she was.
Oh, no. Don't tell me she's like 5 months.
5 months.
Oh, how did I guess it? How did I guess it?
Didn't even realize that she was.
She just thought she was eating too many donuts.
No. When your cycle stops, and I'm not talking bike riding, when your cycle stops, don't you think that's a little bit of a red flag?
No, I just thought I was really doing my I've been doing Kegel exercises.
You thought you hit menopause early. No, you didn't hit menopause early. You are with child.
Stairwell.
So was not planning on dropping that, but it kind of just came out. Stairwell. We didn't drop the names, right? We didn't say any names. Everybody here in Studio Guh understands who we're talking about. This dumb son of a bookie here that screwed up his life 10 times fold, and it's not just his life anymore. It's now a life of a baby. Never to be seen or heard of again under the age of 25.
I want kids. But I know that right now, how I am right at this moment, I cannot be responsible for another life.
What have I told you? What was the age that I've given?
9 to 30.
All of you boys. Just beat it down right before I got to
it. I'm sorry.
Let's rewind and try it again.
Okay, let's go.
Please fast forward past the last 5 seconds of the show. What is the age that I have encouraged all of my boys to be at or around before you tie the knot or before you have a baby?
Well, I don't know.
Think about it, DT. Think about it for a minute. Do you remember what the age is?
Was it around 30?
It was 30. It was 30.
30, that's what I thought.
Because when, and I've said it, and I'm glad that you guys both kind of remember that. You know, it's not like.
Oh, yeah, he said, don't get dirty until you turn 30.
Don't get dirty until you turn 30.
And by dirty, he means married or with child.
Married or with child. Now, you can do the 30 before 30, but don't get dirty until you turn 30.
Don't get dirty until you turn 30.
Don't get dirty until you turn 30. Don't get dirty until you turn 30. Don't get dirty until you turn 30.
Wow!
Yeah!
I'm just a love machine, yeah.
And I won't work for nobody but you.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm just a love machine.
Yeah, baby.
A hug and kissing theme.
Da 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 da. Shout out to Sydney Justin. Sydney Justice?
Sydney Justin?
Justin? I had it right the first. I wanted to change it.
I don't know why you changed
Sydney Justice?
Sydney Justin.
Giving him a shout out?
Yeah, I was shouting him out.
I thought you I learned that he had done something.
No, I remember that when we went to the Motown Miracle concert and they performed that song. I was like, oh, that joint
That's my all time favorite song.
That joint is hot.
Don't do the third dirty until you turn 30. Don't get married, because by the time you get to 30, you will have had experienced things that you should experience in life.
Yep.
You would most likely be with a certificate of some type of school. You will have had some type of bank account with a significant amount of money in it.
Okay.
Whether it's still there or not, you know how it feels to have it there. You should have your own apartment. You should at least have one car that you have either paid off or have paid on for more than 2 years.
Okay.
And you may be ready to trade it up. You will have experiencing, because when you go to college and you get out of college, you still want to have a lot of fun. You didn't made a whole lot of friends in college. You want to get out. You still want to do some of those stupid things in college until you really want to grow up. You really shouldn't start to click on your mental adult mind until around 25, but that still gives you a 5-year window to go out there
in order.
And flick your wick wherever you want to flick it, and within that 25 and 30 year old time frame is when you probably will find the missus, or you'll find the mister. If you follow that path, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, you will be a lot better off.
Or you'll find the Mrs. Mister.
Or you'll find the Mr. Mrs. Or you'll find the Mr. with the Mrs. parts. Or you'll find the Mrs. with the
Mr. parts. Or you might find the Mrs. with the Mr. and the Mrs. parts.
Oh, yeah.
All hermaphrodites.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
What? Who?
Sure.
Huh? I don't know. What's a hyperdike?
It's a hypertrike.
Oh! Hypertrike.
That's the ones where the three wheels.
Yeah, don't do the dirty before you turn 30.
What is it?
Don't do the dirty until you turn 30.
What?
Don't do the dirty until you turn 30.
Ooh.
Don't get dirty until you turn 30.
I'm telling you, don't do it, because if not, you'll end up like my former friend.
Former friend.
Ooh, former.
I mean, he's dealing with it.
He's dead and gone.
He's dealing with it, but it's just... I'm like, it's just been so much drama surrounding the friends. Like when DT decided to lie to me about when he was getting the car, told me something totally different than what he told Philippius.
Ooh. What?
So there is mixed understanding on whether or not you are or you are not going to get a car.
I'm getting a car in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks. Philippius, is that what you were told?
No.
What did I tell you?
You said you weren't sure.
No, I'm getting the car. No, it's for sure. You're right. When I talked to you, which was like, what, December when we talked about that? It wasn't
like 3 weeks ago?
That's still December.
That wasn't December.
Jerk off. 3 weeks ago was December.
3 weeks was not December.
Yes, because
it was okay. You talk. Oh, you want to get okay?
Because
okay.
Because today is Saturday. January started on a Thursday, so 3 weeks ago Saturday. Was actually December 28th or 27th. Boom! Lawyered. Calendar. Here we go. But back then, yeah, because me and my dad were on the outs. So Remember I told you the deal between me and my dad?
You told me about the deal between you and your dad, and the reason
about,
why...
About price matching.
Yes.
So that deal was kind of teetering.
Right.
So I was like, I'm not going to have enough to get the car that I want with what I just saved up.
Because I was concerned, because I thought I had been riding you this entire time. We've got new listeners, and we're going to have even more new listeners with this new big announcement that we're that's coming up here and later in the show. But I was more concerned because I have been riding you, DT, about saving, scrounging, and everything you're doing,
yeah,
that's inconveniencing yourself, getting up butt-ass early in the morning, getting on Tico. Remember when we used to call it Tico?
Yeah, Tico.
Getting up, riding Tico into town from the poop village where you live, the poop-smelling village, that thank Mother Nature you guys got wind today because you blew all your poop village smell in the Goodyear in San Diego.
It's a derriere.
Yeah, it smells absolutely, it's amazing. So I was like struggling. So when I was having this conversation with Philippians, because Philippians, you made me think that this conversation that you had with DT was just very recent, which set the thoughts into my mind, like, why the hell is DT lying to me about when he's going to get a car? Because I've been writing you, DT, about saving up and making sure get it.
I've been saving up. But the thing was, I've been saving up. And I've been putting a little bit away, like as much.
And
as I
haven't
can.
Been seeing you splurge on anything big.
There's nothing for me to splurge on. Like I remember, I was talking about getting a game or a backpack, and you say get one, not the other.
Right.
And
I stopped you.
I only got one.
I have been his financial consigliere for the last few months.
Like 2 months later, a backpack presented itself to me for free.
Right. And you didn't.
And
you spent no money on it.
I didn't spend any money.
Did you go get the game?
Yes, I did get the game.
Okay,
and
so
that
you got both, but it only cost you one.
Right, exactly. So I've been good about like my money, like money management. But the thing is, my dad said he's going to price match, and then we had got on the outs. But he finally came back around, and he's like, "Look, he talked to me like 2 weeks ago. He's like, look, I know we've been having trouble, but I promised you something, and a man keeps his word, so we're going to get you a car."
But
so
is he going to get a wild hair up his ass again? And then 2 weeks, it's not going to go through.
No, it's going through. And even if I have to go get like a model that I didn't want, so I can save up to get a model that I do want later, I'm getting a car.
So
no,
you weren't
what.
Lying to me. And you weren't lying to Philippians.
No.
Who made me assume that you have just been lying to everybody about what you're going to do. Not that it's a big deal, but it's a big deal because we are a band of brothers.
Yeah.
And we have truths amongst each other. We tell each other.
I didn't lie to neither one of you guys. I just didn't tell both of you guys the whole story.
So that's a lie.
It's not a lie. Because
a little white lie?
It's not even a white lie. I mean, I told him that I wasn't sure about, because I'm talking about, with him, I was talking about the car that I wanted.
Yeah, because Philippians told me, I told Philippians earlier last week, I said, well, you know, DT is going to be getting a new car, so we'll be able to do a couple of things different with the show and so forth. And Philippians looks at me and he told me that DT is not going to get a car. He's not going to be able to get a car.
Yeah, I'm going to get a car no matter what.
That's what Philippians told me. Is that not what you said?
In the conversation we were having, I haven't told you, if you listen carefully, I never said I was going to get the car that I wanted. I've been telling you, like, I'm going to get a car.
I've just been trying to get a car diligently.
I told you specifically when we were talking, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to get that Mustang that I wanted.
Yeah.
And that's what I told you, right?
Yes.
But I didn't ever say, I'm not sure if I'm going to get a car. Yes. I said, I don't think I'm going to get that Mustang I wanted. And I told you, I'm getting a car.
So, Philippians, you lied to me.
No, he just wasn't using his listening skills because he equivalated, oh, DT's not going to get that Mustang.
Equivalated.
Yeah, equivalated.
Okay, all right. I'm equivalated right now.
Equated. There you go.
Oh!
Okay.
Listener Gail is going to catch that in 2 weeks when she decides to respond to did she punch out on the show text that I got 2 weeks ago. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
He equated me not getting the Mustang mean me not getting a car.
Okay, that's different than what Philippians actually told me when he looked at me in my eyes and says, DT is not going to get a car in 2 weeks.
I am getting a car.
So the lie from DT. The lie was from Philippians.
Even if the car has to be a Geo Metro that I'm going to push till the wheels fall off, I will have wheels because I am not walking anymore.
You know what we learned from this? I got to stop talking to Philippians.
Exactly.
We'll be right back after this. So many sleepless
nights where you. Are you a crazy sports fanatic? Have you ever owned Do you spend your entire day watching and celebrating the accomplishments of your favorite athletes? Would you literally consider committing a felony just for the chance to smell your favorite athlete's toenails?
Whoa, whoa, dude. I think you're going a little too far here. People aren't that crazy.
Okay, how about this? Have you ever heard of sports? Yes? Great. Then you'll love Full Court Press Radio. New shows every Tuesday, 8:30 p.m. on FullCourtPressRadio.com. Part of the BDB Radio Network.
All right, folks, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by STDCheck.com. FatGuyRadioShow.com/STDCheck. 100% confidential STD testing. 5-minute testing results in 24 to 48 hours. All tests are FDA approved. Over 4,000 testing centers nationwide. Don't wonder. Get tested today. STDCheck.com. Damn. All right, Mocha. Damn it. We get it. Okay, you got me. Yes.
Got him. Got him, Coach.
I got him last week too.
You got him last week. I got him this week. I knew that trick. Oh. I had to test it out first to see if it would get him, and it got him the first time during the Halos. And I was like, yes, now I have something that I know he cannot pass up.
Well, you did it, I couldn't even look that way.
I even took it up a notch.
STD check. I'm sorry, folks, that I did not read the script verbatim. I could look over
it's,
that
it's
way.
Not his fault.
I could look
I distracted him. I apologize.
It's
but seriously, you guys go out there, use STD check. Like, it's great.
Yes, I please.
Mean, please be safe. I mean, remember, don't do the dirty until you turn 30. But if you're going to do the dirty, might as well be clean and you might as well know.
STD gotta check, know.
Great product.
And use it before you get married, too.
Exactly.
You all over the place.
And make your spouse use it. Like, in case you have any doubts of infidelity.
Yeah, see if she needs to get a monkey wrench. Ranch out a monkey.
Ranch it out.
Yeah.
My computer just froze up right now.
Oh, no. Get lost.
But there was something I wanted to talk about, which was...
I think it's time for that...
The segment that's sweeping
the nation.
Okay, we can do that while my computer reboots itself, because this is not good, because I wanted to get into something, and my computer just completely froze up.
Oh, man.
That is not okay. So, ladies and gentlemen,
Princess Elsa is
the segment that is sweeping the nation.
What the hell is Corey tweeting with DT?
That 60-something month.
Take it away, Mocha.
This week... The shot of me is hilarious.
Man.
This week on What the Hell is Corey Tweeting?
That's my favorite
part. All right. The real Corey Blaze, at Corey Blaze, didn't really tweet this week. But I found something that he tweeted out on January 16th, 2015, at 3:28 p.m. He said, and I read, quote, "Poor ghetto princess. She got her feelings hurt. Pound. I don't want no scrub." Corey, what the hell were you tweeting?
It's not too often that I get hit on.
What?
It's not too often. I know. I mean, shocker. I know.
You're looking like a young Ruben Studdard.
I know.
Ooh, Ruben Studdard, you know the Velvet Teddy Bear.
I know. Right.
I'm sorry for 2000.
I'm Ruben
Studdard.
Boom, boom, boom. Roomba. This show is so stupid. I go to get my car washed.
Okay.
My new baby. Keep it sparkly and clean.
Oh, yeah.
The one where they put the new car scent?
Yeah. They screwed that up. Yeah, I mentioned that, but I didn't mention what happened around the time. Oh. So, Lost to Leave His Car Wash, another free plug for them this week. Hint, you should buy the spot. I drop the car off, it goes to the machine, and you walk around into where the little mini Philippiuses are working.
Yeah.
And there's a little area out there where the customers sit and wait. Well, I walk around, and there is this behemoth of an African-American woman that is standing there eating Taco Bell, because there's a Taco Bell that's catty corner
No.
On 3rd Street in McDowell in downtown Phoenix, because I was in downtown Phoenix for a meeting that Friday. I decided to, no, that's where my barber was.
Yeah.
I decided to go get the car washed before I headed back up home.
No.
So this negative bitch looks up at me when I come around the corner. I'll come around the corner and there she is. And the first thing out of her mouth.
What was the first thing out of her mouth?
The first thing out of her mouth.
Not the second thing.
Other than her breath.
That you smelled a mile away.
That I smelled 5 minutes before I came out from paying for the car. The first thing out of her mouth was, you look like money. She looked at me and said, you look like money.
Wait, did she say it like that or did she say it like this? You look like money.
That's exactly what she said. That's exactly how she said it, too.
You look like money.
She was chewing. You look like money. Because I was fresh off work.
Fresh
cut.
Suited and mother loving. Booted.
Exactly what I was, even though I didn't have on my tie because I gave a tie to my barber because he said he liked it.
But you showed that taco me. You looking like Prince over there looking all fine and sexy. You fine as hell today.
Wrong one, damn it. Screw it. I was trying to find the bed and I couldn't find it.
It's all good.
So first thing out of her mouth was, you look like money. And I tried not to laugh. She had on a checkered green and black top.
Oh, no.
With skinny jeans.
What? She basically skinny jeans?
Skinny black jeans. So she basically looked like.
So she only had one pant leg on.
She looked like she looked like an upside down exclamation point.
Oh no.
Big at the top, small at the bottom.
Oh no.
And she had on red sunglasses, hipster red sunglasses, mind you. She's black. Half her hair was her own.
Oh no.
And she talked about, you look like money. I couldn't get away from her quicker. It don't happen too often where I get hit on. But she was forceful. So she gets a couple other words exchanged because this was last week, so I don't remember. A couple other words were exchanged, and I finally found some way to get away from her. And I do the ring flip. In detail, I showed you the ring trick where I have a ring that I wear on my middle finger that I can magically move over to my ring finger without you knowing by distracting you with movements. I do it all the time. Now the secret's out. Damn it. That was my way to get away from her. Fast forward 10 minutes or so, she gets in her car. I watched her get in her car. I thought to myself, okay, maybe she's getting in a nice car. Okay, so maybe she ain't as half bad. Maybe she's just having a bad day or she's coming from a costume party.
Okay.
No, when she pulled around and said something else to me out of the window of the car, I looked in the back and I saw a barcode, which instantly tells you it was a rental.
Oh.
So she's at a high-end car wash getting a rental car wash means she must have effed the inside of that car up big time for the time that she's had it. So she drives away, right? 10 minutes pass. My car is ready. I get in my car. I pull out on McDowell, which is a thoroughfare through Phoenix, downtown Phoenix, and I'm heading towards the I-17 freeway to, you know, get up here to the beautiful side of town known as Blaze Country.
Oh, yeah, Blaze Country.
And sitting right there on Fifth Avenue and McDowell on my way to I-17.
No.
Was this girl.
No.
On the side of the road in the My Florist parking lot, she had been pulled over and was handcuffed.
No. Oh, my God.
I kid you not. Pulled over and handcuffed in the parking lot. And the reason why I knew it was her, because she had that stupid green and black checkered top with them red sunglasses. She pulled over in less than 10, 15 minutes from her pulling out of the shop. She either was speeding or if she was in handcuffs, the rental car was probably stolen.
Oh, wow.
Jesus, pizza.
Oh, you sure know how to pick them.
I didn't pick her.
You
she
sure
picked me.
You sure know how to pick them.
I know how to pick my nose. All right, folks. On the other side of this break, it's the big announcement that you've been waiting for right here on Fat Guy Radio Show. A heart of steel starts to grow on his life, he's been told. All right, folks, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show on fatguyradioshow.com. This portion of the show, my computer has completely frozen up. This portion, is this Stitcher?
Stitcher?
Yeah, Stitcher Radio.
Yeah.
Stitcher Radio.
I can do the read.
ThatGuyRadioShow.com. Yeah, DT, can you find it out while I reboot this?
Because this part of the show is brought to you by the Stitcher Radio app. Free to download, available for iOS, Android, or any web-enabled mobile device. The Stitcher Radio app allows you to stream your favorite radio show like this one or other enjoyable shows like NPR, Full Court Press Radio, Smodcast, and more. Get the Stitcher Radio app free today at fatguyradioshow.com/Stitcher Radio. Stitcher Radio app is available in some of the latest cars. Get it. Sign up and in the how and enter how you what?
And in the how you heard about
us box, enter Fat Guy Radio Show. All one word. That's Fat Guy Radio Show in the How You Heard About Us box.
Yes.
Stitcher Radio, the better way to, well, hell, radio.
That's what I say, Fat Guy. Hell.
I know, that's why I read it like that.
Oh,
well,
good.
Hell, radio. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Stitcher Radio is where it's at.
Yes, DT, thank you very much as I deal with these technical problems over here. All right, well, we're going to use this last few minutes of the show to handle a little bit of business. We told you that in January we had some big news coming to Fat Guy Radio Show, and this is some really exciting news for us. We are ready to announce a brand new partnership that will put Fat Guy Radio Show within finger's reach of 1.8 million new listeners and over 10 million new listeners over the next 3 to 5 years.
Are we selling crack?
We are selling crack out of the back of Philippius's hoopty.
Yes!
Yes!
Super Bowl crack!
Super Bowl crack! Come here and clam up our streets and clam up our city. And while you're here, make sure you get your Super Bowl crap. Crack. Is it crap or crack?
Crack crap.
Crack crap. So big news is that we... I want to do a timpani, but the hallelujah thing is on this different bed, so I'll do a timpani on there here. So, Fat Guy Radio Show, big news. As we continue to work towards having more reachable, and this has a lot to do with the listeners.
Yeah.
It has a lot to do with all the listeners and all their passion and their Facebook likes and so forth.
Yes.
So, without further ado, the big news that we are proud to announce right here on Fat Guy Radio Show. You know, it has absolutely nothing to do with the fact that Philippius lied to me about you not getting a car.
Stupid Philippius.
Silly.
He just wanted to get us mad at each other.
The big news of Fat Guy Radio Show is where, you know, I was really concerned that you weren't going to get your car, but... it's now that you are, correct?
Yes, I'm going to get a car.
Okay, you're going to get a car.
Yeah.
You didn't knock up the crazy girlfriend that you thought nobody was dating, that you were still dating, and you clearly weren't in good odds, but every time you guys got together, you pretty much still were...
Yeah, no, I didn't
no,
knock
that
her.
Wasn't it?
No.
That was somebody that. Else?
Somebody else.
Somebody else.
Right.
It had to be somebody else. Philippius is tired of this bit.
Oh, is he? Well, guess what? He can produce the show and shut up.
Yeah,
all right.
There you go. Fat Guy Radio Show, ladies and gentlemen... is now proud to be heard on the AHA Radio Network.
What?
The AHA Radio Network.
AHA.
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 Welcome to all of our AHA Radio Network subscribers and listeners. Now, you're probably asking yourself, what the hell is the AHA Network? The AHA Network is, okay, let me give you an example. So you're walking to your car, listening to your favorite song in your headphones, on your phone, or you're checking out your tweets. That's what's happening, okay? You lock the you unlock the door of your car, you get inside, you put your phone down, you turn on the car radio, you start driving, but you still have that killer song in your head, and you don't want to miss a tweet. Well, this is where AHA comes in. AHA lets you easily access and organize your favorite web content on your phone, then seamlessly integrates the experience with your car, which means that killer song is now in your dash, so you can keep listening to it right where you left off. And those tweets just turn the dial and you have them read to you with the AHA radio AHA Radio Network application on your phone.
Wow.
This is where it gets even bigger for Fat Guy Radio Show. AHA Radio is coming standard in a lot of new Fords, Hondas, Porsches, all of these cars that are coming out that are going to be Wi-Fi enabled or have a Wi-Fi connection or internet service built into the cars will have the AHA Radio Network in it. Right at your fingertips, folks. Fat Guy Radio Show, we told you 4 years ago that the industry of internet radio was going to be in your car. And we have arrived at that moment.
That is huge.
And Fat Guy Radio Show, with BDB Radio Network, has partnered with the AHA Radio Network. And you can now hear it. So hello to all of our new AHA Radio Network listeners. That we were just approved for this week, and we're on the network. This is their first show. Sorry, it wasn't that great of a show, but hopefully you'll come back and listen to some of the others. And those of you that have signed up for AHA, which I learned of AHA when I bought my new car, because it's built into my new car as well.
Nice.
So people that are buying new cars, all these car manufacturers are doing leased vehicles, and all the leased vehicles are brand new.
Yeah.
And the AHA network is right there in your dash, which means Fat Guy Radio Show is also right there in your dash as well.
I wish I had a listener that really loved me so much that they want to buy me a car with AHA in there.
That would be great. But if she told Philippius that she was going to buy you a car, then Philippius would probably tell me that she's not, because Philippius likes to lie to me.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
Philippius is a liar.
That's exactly what Philippius likes to do.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and thank you, listener Gail, for texting me 2 weeks later after I had mentioned it on the show. Or was it 3 weeks ago, boys, that I told listener Gail, tweet me if you haven't punched out on the show?
I don't know. It could have been 3 weeks. It could have been two. I just know it's very well documented, whatever show it was.
I think it was very well documented. What did you say, Philippians?
Last year.
It was last year that I told listener Gail to send me a tweet or text if she has punched out on the show. Well, she finally did. And I'm going to tell you how far back she is on the shows. She's still wondering what stdcheck.com is.
Oh, wow.
Have we not had their sponsorship for over a month?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listener Gail punched out.
And try to punch back
and
in.
And now she's trying to punch back in, and she got busted.
Busted.
Clearly, absolutely busted.
Oh, yeah. Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Busted like those things I busted last night. What?
Oh! Ooh! Oh!
No!
That's all we got for today. Are we early?
No.
Are we not early? We're out of time?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, folks, next week, another big announcement. Next week, you get a little bit more show. The format of the show changes starting next week. We will be reannouncing and posting up on Fat Guy Radio Show, also on our Twitter and our Facebook pages, about the listener line that is being turned back on, 623-384-16-something-something. The listener voice line is coming back to Fat Guy Radio Show, where you can call, leave your voicemails, and hear them right on the air. If you have something that we've talked about on the show, or if you want to actually tell DT yourself that you weren't happy with his bedhead, all of that's coming back next week. We're going to start it next week along with your letters that's coming back. And now is your thing mother effing you too?
What?
No. Oh, okay. You scared me. All right. So that's coming next week, ladies and gentlemen. Please and join us for all of that as well. All right. Let's get out of here, folks. Today's show was brought to you by Amazon's Tax Central. Sponsored by TurboTax. Want it done right? Want it done fast? Well, get it done at Amazon's Tax Central. Click the special banner on our website or directly at FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. This program cannot be rebroadcast, reproduced, or distributed without the written consent of an authorized representative of BDB Radio Network.
For advertising on the mighty Fat Guy Radio Show, email info@bdbradionetwork.com.
Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram is where you can interact with the show. Search Fat Guy Radio Show. Subscribe free on iTunes. And Catch the live video replay on our exclusive video page.
I specifically turned the cameras back on so that now we have video footage and proof that Flip, that
Flip.
Flippy, don't you know that that line is coming?
Yeah, but I don't pay attention. I'm a liar, remember?
See, if you were truly a liar, you would have lied and said,
"Yeah, I knew it was coming. I was ready.
I was, what are you talking about? I was ready, but I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, folks. After the levels of blog by Corey Blaze is my daily blog. Read it. Leave comments and share. After the levels at afterthelevels.com for Philippius and DT. I'm Corey Blaze saying skinny people.
Yeah.
What?
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Listen, like, and laugh, everybody. Join us next week. Welcome to all our AHA Radio Network listeners. Thank you for checking us out. Please like and follow us on social media. See you at the top, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Hey now, hold on. Wait a minute. Have you looked at our sponsors on fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors? Well, why don't you take your silly ass over there right now and have a gander? There is amazing deals only available to those that listen to fatguyradioshow.com. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell an enemy. fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors. Now the show's over.
One, yeah, we need to buy this though.